producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
My name is Doug Steffen, prepared to have some great conversation with you, courtesy of the folks who helped me put together lots of conversation. Ken Kessler is here, and Kara Schillen is not just along for the ride. Speaking of ride, the folks at Uber have settled with the state of New York over their good God View tracking program. The Attorney General expected to announce the settlement after a 14-month investigation of Uber's privacy practices and their use of this God View tool to track riders. So they weren't just tracking them while they're in the car. They were tracking them, period, right? You sign up for an Uber app and you get tracked. Kenny, is that what happened?
And they use it to find out a little bit more about you.
Well, they find out
your knowledge.
I got
whatever
Uber.
They can out of your device.
Really? They can actually, they have cookies from Uber. What do they do with that information?
That's a good question. They haven't said what they did with it, but they access your information without your permission, which is
maybe I don't want that Uber app on my phone after all. Yeah. I was going to reinstall it, but the heck with that. I don't want them knowing things about me. The nerve of them. Huh. All right, well, that's good to know. Thursday, the 7th of January, is upon us. And last night, there was a momentous drawing. There was big suspense. Who's going to win the $500 million Powerball jackpot? Guess what? My ticket was no good. Kenny, your ticket was no good. Kara, I bought a ticket for you. It was no good. The biggest jackpot in history will be Saturday's $675 million ticket. It grows up, it goes and grows quickly. You know, these numbers go up fast, and the bigger the number, the faster it grows. It was $500 million yesterday. Well, yesterday this time, I think it was $450 million. Then when I bought my tickets for all of you, it was a little over $500 million now because there's so much money in it. People will be going. There were four or five people in line. I stopped at a little package store in a little town not far from me. And they were, you know, buying the liquor ready to celebrate. I don't have a bottle of bourbon and the winning ticket, please. Well, not so fast. No jackpot winners for the Powerball drawing. The results confirmed by the multi-state lottery spokesperson. So, bingo, bango, the jackpot will climb again. The winning number last night was 2, 11, 47, 62, 63. The Powerball 17. I only missed it by one!
Oh, well.
2, 3, 4. So, the first drawing for this jackpot took place November 4th. So this money has been building. It's only been 2 months. Building since November 4th. Sixth largest offered in North America, this jackpot from last night, as of last night. And then the Saturday night drawing will be the biggest ever. I'm trying to remember what I remember about the last winner of this kind of dough. I think the biggest jackpot was like close to $600 million. It was up for grabs in May 18th drawing a couple of years ago. 2013 was the year. So we were asking yesterday about where Powerball is played, because it's not played in six states, but it is played in 44 states, plus the District of Columbia, plus on the U.S. Virgin Islands, and in Puerto Rico. In Puerto Rico, they could use some of the money because they're broke. Somebody like the governor, they ought to rig. Ah, what a brilliant idea I just came up with. You know how Puerto Rico is in tough financial straits? Kenny, they're fiscally broke.
Mm-hmm.
And they may go bankrupt. The state of Puerto Rico may go bankrupt. So how about you rig it and give them the $675 million? Give the governor of Puerto Rico the winning number, and just on the day of the draw, wow, look at this. Imagine the luck. The governor won $675 million. Governor, what are you going to do with that money? Well, I'm up for re-election, so I think I'll put it back into the state coffers, into the general fund. And then he'd be sure of being reelected, right?
Or he'd disappear without a trace. He'd disappear without a trace.
After all, remember, this is Puerto Rico. Ah, the luck of them all. So how smart do you feel when you pick your numbers? How do you pick your numbers, Kenny? When you buy, how do you pick? I don't think I've ever asked that before. How do you pick your numbers?
I do a quick pick. I let the machine pick the numbers for me.
Oh, see, I don't. Well, I did. I do it both ways. I use birthday numbers of the children, the people I love, Meredith, me, and then I bet you should get everybody's birthday number on the program and use their birthday, that number as well. Maybe I'll do that. The day, the number. What's the number of the month, Kenny, of your birthday?
The number of the month is 8.
Okay. No, the number in your birthday is in August, yeah? Or is it the 8th of some month? This is.
It's in August, the 27th.
All right. So we'd put 27. Kara, what's the birth number? What's the birthday number of the month?
05.
And I'm an 05, so we have that. Okay. We'll get 6 more numbers, and that would be the winning number. I can feel it in my bones right now. Feel it. All right, so Clark.
Ready to win.
We're all ready to win. There's an expert on Powerball that I thought we'd have in here to explain more how the psychology and the behind-the-scenes works on this. Clark Hodges joins us next on Good Day. It's 13 after the hour.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Aspirin No Drip. Aspirin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Aspirin. Aspirin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Aspirin.com.
Paid for by Bonner & Partners, an independent research firm.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
Bill has posted a free video that details everything you need to know at DollarDisaster11.com. Maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. Just go to DollarDisaster11.com. That's DollarDisaster11.com.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich.
Sure, right now they're 2 for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, for sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say, cross sandwich! Try that.
Cross sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Clark Hodges joins us now, financial advisor, strategist, runs Hodges Capital in Dallas. Happy to have you here, Mr. Hodges. Thank you for joining us to talk about the winnings. People get a lot of cash. I suppose maybe this doesn't just apply to when you win the lottery, but what do people do who come upon, whether it's through inheritance, maybe they have started a company and it has an IPO and they rake in lots of cash. What do people do with a fast jolt of big cash?
Well, it comes down to your core beliefs, and I think one of the first things that a lot of people believe in doing is, you know, giving part of it away, churches, charities, things like that. I think that's an important aspect of it. You always hear, you know, save 10%, give 10%. And when you get a big lump sum, you know, obviously you could do more than that because it's such a large amount. But I think those two boxes need to be checked first, where you put aside money for yourself, for your family, to set them up in the best way possible. And then put aside money for a charity, or the church, or an organization that you believe in, and do something good for the community. I think that's very important as well.
All right. So explain, we're now in this tax season mentality with many of us now. There's still things you can do to save money on your 2015 tax return, depending on what your bracket is.
Right.
We're talking about people who have money, whether they get it quickly or whether it grows. There are some people, many of the one percenters, that the news media wants to turn the rest of the country against, but yet they're the people who provide the capital to build new buildings and companies and jobs and all that other stuff. If you have X number of dollars, and I don't know, I can pick a number out of the air, it's probably not important what the number is, and have it invested wisely, isn't it true that many families that we know, names we know, who have a good amount of money, set it up so that the throw-off of what the principal is plenty of money to keep the families in cash for perpetuity? If you do it smart, you can set up, you got 40, 50 million bucks, let's say, you put it in some safe investment, you can throw off a couple of million bucks a year from
that,
right?
Sure. You're talking about the difference between wealth preservation and accumulation of wealth. And it depends on which category you're in. Most of us are in the accumulation of wealth phase. But once you've gotten enough wealth, you need to go and conserve it, and you need to be conservative with it. So you don't want to put it at risk like you were when you're trying to grow it. And obviously cash doesn't pay a lot nowadays with interest rates where they are.
4 or 5. Good investment.
And things like that.
Same investors, you can get maybe 8% out of it, right?
No, you can't even get that.
You can't
get 8%. No.
Got to take a little risk.
You're talking about taking a, if you're getting 8% dividend on some investment, you're taking risk.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely taking risk.
Right.
If you want to buy a bond, a 30-year bond, you know, you're going to get less than 2% on that yield. So that's very, very low. But that's the type of thing you're talking about.
Same.
You know, the Warren Buffetts of the world that have plenty of money, they're just living off of that income that's from that money.
Yeah. All right, so if we have, we only about 30 seconds, you got an income that's based on a Powerball jackpot. If it's $500 million, that means they'll get to keep about $300 after taxes, probably.
Right.
So you put that away, you have enough money to take care of any offspring that would ever exist in your family.
No doubt.
Right?
No doubt. Your biggest problem becomes taxes. And your biggest problem becomes how to avoid getting taxed for your
well, but you pay the taxes on the winnings up front, so then you're only going to be paying taxes on money that you make from the investments after the fact.
But when that person, let's say that person that wins it is in their latter years, their biggest problem becomes how do I avoid passing this money on to my children and them avoiding the taxes.
The taxes, right. That's important to take the consideration into heart. Clark Hodges from Hodges Capital in Dallas, thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
DougStefan.com. This is from Cracked's YouTube channel. So can he explain Cracked for the unwashed that don't know what they would get if they went to the YouTube channel, the Cracked YouTube channel?
Cracked is a comedy website, kind of like Funny or Die. Mm-hmm. They also have a channel that streams. That's where Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee plays.
Really? Oh, that's something that you can stream anytime, right? Is that like a podcast?
Yeah.
Watching that?
Yeah, you can stream all of the shows from that series. And
all right. So now
and stuff.
You got that in your mind. You understand how this works. There is a popular portion of Crack's channel that is called Honest Ads. They take a series. They're actually, at this moment in time, because of what's going on with our weight and exercise and all that sort of thing, so they take aim at gyms and memberships for gyms, as a lot of people flock to them. New Year's resolution, I'm losing weight. So here's some of the audio from the video you got to see, because I'm sure the nuance that comes from watching these people as they come in to sign up. But this, a little bit of audio, let's see if we can get out of that.
Gyms, they're the only way you can get fit, aside from all the other ways, and the only place you can get juice, aside from lots of others. And while you could improve your health with a t-shirt, shorts, and determination, part of you thinks you can buy fitness.
I'm Roger, and you're going to pay me to let you do exercises in my building, because at Horton's Center to Move Around In, you can move around in many different ways. And if these sexy-toned statue people don't convince you to join,
your deep-seated fears and occasional optimism will. So sign up for a gym membership today. We'd love to have you as a member, because you remind us of our current members. They're out of shape, shame, monsters who don't come here regularly and who signed our contract because it gave them a momentary burst of hope endorphins. Those lumpin' sad balls never actually come here, and their fees more than subsidize the rare gym member who does show up. Mm-hmm. It's our entire business model. That and making the Terry Crews wannabes who do come here feel inadequate until they hire expensive personal trainers. Personal trainers, of course.
I think we got the gist of this. Really, how many people have gone to gyms and then used a personal trainer at the gym? Richard, did you ever do that?
I've never used a personal trainer. My nephew is a personal trainer.
Yeah, I know he is. All right, what about you, Kenny?
No, I had a gym membership for a while and was approached by a couple different personal trainers there who wanted me to hire them.
My wife paid $1,000
for how much training?
I don't know, 20 sessions or something like that.
$1,050 a session.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What about you, Jen?
Not at the gym. Mm-mm.
No, never had a trainer.
But now, that said, I go to Taekwondo, and there's an instructor
That's
for every single class.
Yeah.
Right. So it's kind of a trainer. I mean, you know, the other night, 100 jumping jacks, do this, do that, do this, and he walks us through the whole workout.
All right, so if Meredith is listening right now, she's rolling her eyeballs because she's listening to the thread of this conversation about trainers, and the reason I'm into this is because this time of year, there are so many people who have gone to the gym. They don't know what they're doing. They haven't got a clue. They get hurt.
Yep.
The first thing they do is pick up the wrong weight. You really do have need for instruction.
If you're going to go use the weights, have somebody show you how.
So I had this
trainer.
Some of
the equipment's confusing.
Well, it is. Mm-hmm. I had this trainer working with me this last year who was moderately expensive. I say that with a smile on my face because he was pretty expensive, but he has done more to train me the right way to do things on my own than anybody else that I've ever
And you're a guy that's
with.
Always used trainers.
Oh,
yes, I have always used trainers. Yeah, it's very important to learn. If you're going to do it right. Otherwise, you're going to get hurt.
My nephew does these boot camps, and they are
very
strong.
All right, word to the wise, sufficient. Hopefully, 28 after on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make any difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
What makes the JCPenney Super Saturday sale so super? That's easy. Super savings. Hurry in this Friday 3 p.m. to Saturday 1 p.m. and save on night-to-day doorbusters like JCPenney Home, Solid, or Stripe bath towel, just $4.99. Plus, get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select apparel, home, shoes, fine jewelry, and accessories. Download our app for coupons and to sign up for JCPenney Rewards. It's super. It's savings. It's JCPenney. Coupon valid 1-7 to 1-10. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or newspaper for coupon on details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Thursday the 7th of January. Ken Kessler and Kara and Doug on the air with some of the hottest conversation. That sounds rather self-indulgent, doesn't it? That we, on the Good Day program, would have hotter conversation than would be going on, for example, over at the Wall Street Journal. I'm not sure they have too much hot conversation over there. You think, Kenny, the Wall Street Journal radio report has hot conversation?
It's not really conversation.
No. They're going to tell you what's going on. Imus is still asleep, so he's not having any hot conversation. I think Bill Bennett's probably still asleep, too, right? So we got the world of information and conversation cornered. And so in this hour, we go in-depth into certain areas. Say hi to the people listening to the program in Tucson this morning. Hello, Tucson.
And hey, Tucson.
In the Dayton area, Tulsa, Grand Rapids, up in Maine, several stations, North Carolina. Hello, Charlottesville, Virginia. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with a focus on your health, or maybe not your health, but health-related stories and information. This would be considered not necessarily just a health story. This is a story of outrage, and it has nothing to do with what's going on in Oregon. It has to do with a lady who's no longer with us. Her name is Barbara Dawson. Do you know her story?
I don't.
Collapsed and died after being forcibly removed from a hospital in Florida. She was taken out, dragged out, and put in the parking lot. She was laid down beside a police officer's car. The police dragged her out of the hospital. She lay in agony for 18 minutes before the police figured out, well, maybe there's something wrong with her. And before she was brought back in to be readmitted, she died. Police said this was routine, just one of those things. However, the family lawyer for Ms. Dawson was able to get a hold of the police video, And guess what? It shows the police standing there looking at her for, and complaint says 18 minutes, but it looks like it was 21 or 22 minutes on the video. So the lawyer said, we've heard this time and time again, how everybody was acting with due speed to assist her. Now that we have the tape, we know that's not true. There was no deliberate speed at all. There was nobody really assessing her. They just were standing at the side of the car. How'd you like to have be your fate? I'm trying to figure out why she was dragged out in the first place. That's not clear to me. The law firm first released the video the other night. Family saw it for the first time. Quote, we think what they did was put criminality over health care. We think what they did was compromise public safety by failing to give her the medical attention that she deserved and needed. So, what the heck? The video, the recording, is actually about 2 hours long. The first half covers what happened at the hospital. Recording begins with an officer arriving at the scene. He enters the hospital room where this lady is, tries to persuade her to leave. The officer tells Ms. Dawson's aunt that she can walk out peacefully or be arrested. Ms. Dawson was in the hospital because she said she couldn't breathe. And you can hear the tone on the video, panic-stricken. After refusing to seek health care elsewhere, she's arrested for disorderly conduct. So I'm piecing together that this is about somebody who didn't have insurance and didn't have any money. And the hospital figured that out, and they said, we're not going to treat you. So instead of taking care of her, they have her removed forcibly. She collapses by the car. The police said she was faking it. She fell down, and she was just laying down there. And the police officer is recorded as saying, this, because you're on the ground, that's not going to stop you from going to jail. My God. Shouldn't be laughing. Phew. The nurses checked her pulse, but the doctor didn't come out for a while, and the doctor is the only one who could admit her. Doctor says, get her on a stretcher. This is totally different from what I saw her for before. That's what the recording says. So is that covering their butts? Well, that's not what she was admitted for before. They apparently did admit her into the emergency room. And then one of the family members said, I've never seen her lie down like this. Why didn't she get the benefit of the doubt from the hospital and police department? So this is just another one of, this is a conversation piece, but it's just another one of those circumstances where, in the way this is played out, it just gives people more ammunition to say a bunch of people at the hospital are racists. What else do you get out of it, Kenny? What else do you see when you see what goes on here with this woman? And even maybe if you dig into it, you may find some nuance that doesn't show it. But on the surface, looks like the people who were doing the administering or admitting, the people in the police department, really weren't paying a whole lot of attention to her. And you can draw the conclusion. It doesn't make a difference whether you draw that conclusion. You can be sure that they're going to sue the hospital based on racism. And this is...
Yeah, they're going to sue and they're going to win.
Yes, they are going to win. Yep. I don't know that she didn't die. I don't think she died anyway. Eight members of the... no, I think she did. Yeah, no, she did die.
Yeah, she died.
Yeah. She died. And so that's why they're suing. But put yourself in that position. Let's say you're a member of her family, Ken. What do you say mm-hmm. to the police? What do you say to the hospital? What do you say to the press?
initially, nothing I could say on the radio.
Ah.
I'd be mm-hmm. just beyond outraged.
Yeah. Well, this is pretty outrageous stuff. And yet it's more of the same. It really is. And we just don't seem to get it here. We're not We're not sensitizing. There are some who say, well, you shouldn't sensitize because it's overly focused on by the media. It's exaggerated, yada, yada. This woman's dead because she appears to have been badly abused by the hospital and the system. That'd be the conclusion I draw. So you see how this plays out. This isn't the last time you're going to hear the story about this woman and how she was treated at the hospital. More medical news and conversation with Dr. Ron Hoffman, who's on our staff here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 42 past the hour.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Your locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or help fighting off sickness, then grab a glass of water or two or three. From aiding digestion to fighting fatigue, water plays a huge role in your health. Experts suggest between 8 to 12 cups of water a day. Here are some hints to stay hydrated. Drink one cup the minute you wake up in the morning, and drink a cup at least 30 minutes before each meal. Try and keep a water bottle handy all through the day. This health tip is brought to you by your local HealthMart pharmacy. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Higgsonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Well, right now you'll get 15% back in Staples rewards on all HP ink and toners, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on HP ink or $200 on HP toner. Offer ends 1/9/16. For details, see store or visit staples.com/rewards.
All right, here we are at 40, almost 45 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, and I have Dr. Ronald Hoffman with us, who is a genius in his own right. And his the best demonstration of that is his Intelligent Medicine newsletter and radio program. You can sign up for the newsletter. I think everybody listening to this program should go to drhoffman2fs.com and sign up. You can find out all kinds of things that are amazing. This is just a trip down whatever lane. The mayor of the city runs in New York, Bill Blasio, is announcing a $15 an hour minimum wage today for everybody that works. How does that look on your tax bill there, Ron?
Oh, boy. Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, just
sent my tax bill for 2015 to the city of New York, and I'll tell you that my tax bill for the city of New York is better than a lot of people's salaries. You know,
bigger.
Bigger. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. It's just unbelievable.
And this is the kind of stuff over and over again. You see this in all the big cities. All right. So I didn't want to necessarily let's spend a minute on this study that's out today. Everybody has a New Year's resolution, not everybody, but many people want to lose weight, they want to exercise. This study that shows there are different types of things in your gut. All health, many doctors present, begins in the gut. I think you're a subscriber to that philosophy.
Big time.
So
absolutely.
What do you make of the fat things and the thin things in your gut? They're really the microbes that are floating around in our guts.
Well, absolutely. It turns out that a lot of the effect of diet on weight is not just about the amount of fuel that you put in your body. You know, we think of our bodies like cars. You know, if we put a little less gasoline in the car won't go as far. We sometimes fuel ourselves up with sugar to get our energy up. But actually, you know, one of the most profound influences on our weight and on our hormones comes from inside us in terms of the trillions, literally trillions of organisms that inhabit our gastrointestinal tracts. So you can set yourself up for weight gain by eating sugary junk food, by taking lots of antibiotics, even possibly by taking powerful acid-blocking medications. You change the bacteria in your gut. So this is a very important finding. You know, unfortunately, there is no magic probiotic. You know, the probiotic that you simply take a couple of pills a day, it'll melt the pounds away because it puts good bacteria back in. But we can use techniques to modify
our... You do believe in probiotics, and you tell your clients, your patients, to get on a good probiotic program, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I wonder how this all plays into it. I was reading a study on aging. I'm getting older. Richie's getting older. Jennifer's getting older. Kenny's getting older. Ron, you're getting older.
No.
So, well, I know. That's not.
I'm going in reverse.
Yes, good for you. The fountain of youth he's found. And is that a way to slow aging? Thinking about how much every year during the holidays, there are excesses. And so we get into that place. Now we start the exercise program. And then we think about how our body changes, the cells change as we get over. We're trying to get over this period, but we get older and older and older. Exercise programs, people don't stay on them. They have good intentions. So what do we do to slow down the aging process?
Well, yeah, big essay question. Do we have the entire morning, or maybe like we'll do a week series?
You got 2 minutes. That's it, pal.
Okay, let's sum it up. Okay, so it's about diet. It's about exercise. There's certain key supplements which may have an anti-aging effect. I'm thinking resveratrol is very plausible. The thing from red wine, perhaps omega-3 fatty acids may have some of those benefits. Even to some extent, fasting and a little bit of deprivation is the calorically restricted diet has actually been shown to extend the lives of animals. And
how does that work?
Well, you take about 30% less calories overall. It ain't fun.
No.
You'll live longer, but it'll seem a whole lot longer because of the deprivation. But you can replicate that with intermittent fasting. You know, maybe take the month of January, or religions have this. Lent itself is kind of a life prolonging event because you restrict certain foods, your intake decreases, and this may actually reboot your anti-aging mechanisms in your body.
So I'm looking at the list of books that you recommended and podcasts that you had at drhoffman.com in the intelligent medicine world. One of them has to do with the gut balance revolution written by Dr. Gerald Mullen, which basically gives us an overview of what we're just talking about here. Yeah.
Absolutely. It outlines a strategy by which you can change your microbiome, the bacteria inside your intestine, to improve your metabolism, to get you to lose weight, and ultimately even reduce your risk of certain diseases like diabetes, inflammatory disorders. It all starts in the gut.
Yeah,
it really does.
All right, find out the answer to questions like whether a vegetarian diet undermines your mental health by subscribing to the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter at drhoffman.com. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, happy to have him here, associated with the Doug Stephan Good Day program at 51 minutes past the hour. And good day.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
He wants to talk about pain. I had a gallstone the size of a baseball.
Well, gallstone, yes. When I had the shingles, you see me in here complaining to Phil about it, huh? Did you?
Shingles, shmingles. When I had my ulcers, I was f***ing razor blades.
I'm a love man.
Supposed to be smoking filter cigarettes, Pop. You know, when I'm 94 years old, what the hell do I care?
Why would a woman come over at 1:30 in the morning to see you?
Just why do you think, bonehead?
There were three of these movies, Tucker, weren't there? Seems to me the first one.
I believe
so, too. Grumpy Old Men, Otis Redding, and Love Man, which was used prominently in these movies. By the way, the first one was number one at the box office during this week in 1994. Do you believe that?
No, it's almost hard to believe how times have changed.
My heavens.
But they were good. I mean, they were great together.
Yeah, but think about how many years. That's 20 years ago.
I know.
My heavens, more than that. All right, anyway, so number one at the box office back in 94. We have movie moments with the movie news, movie trivia, information coming out of our ears, thanks to Chuck Curry, our movie man, who gives us that movie news that we have been waiting for in just a moment here on Good Day.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
to musicians. It's Guitar Center's Winter Clearance Event, your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's Winter Clearance, tomorrow through Sunday. Don't miss it.
All right, Chucker, what's in the movie news box today?
Okay, Doug, according to Sylvester Stallone, in an interview, he says he is officially retired from playing the character of Rambo. Now, over the last few years, there's been a lot of buzz and stories and possible storylines for another Rambo, but I guess he's going to pull the plug on that character. There's been four, and I liked them all, I got to be honest. I was hoping he'd do another one, but not going to happen. But he is going to play Rocky Balboa again. There will be a Creed 2 sequel. Actually, Stallone, Doug, said in this interview that he believes that Carl Weathers will reappear as Apollo Creed in flashback scenes. Now, people would say, well, how can he do that, playing a younger Apollo Creed when he's, I believe, like 68 years old? If you watched Ant-Man, there was a scene in the beginning with Michael Douglas where they used this de-aging CGI process, and Michael Douglas looked like 40 years younger, and it looked very, very good.
All they have to do is go back to old movies and get the stuff out of the old movies.
Yeah, I mean, they could do a lot of different things, but, I mean, his scenes would be with Michael B. Jordan as his son, but that'd be good to see. One other bit of news, TV news, Ryan Murphy and the FX channels, The People vs. O.J. Simpson miniseries, which airs next month. I hear some really terrific buzz that this series is terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Cuba Gooding Jr. plays O.J. Simpson, and John Travolta plays Robert Shapiro.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be John Travolta who played.
Yeah, I know. I knew I would flub that one up. No, I believe when I first went on the air with you, the O.J. Simpson trial was happening.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right about that. That's eons ago. Speaking of that, going back in movie history, let's see what opened on this date. 1998, Shakespeare in Love. Got a lot of Academy Award nominations.
Well, it won the Oscar for Best Picture over Saving Private Ryan. You know?
Right. Gwyneth Paltrow was in it. Judi Dench was in it as they started. And also, You've Got Mail was opened on this date, 1998. I was looking at an old picture of Tom Hanks in some really early movie. I flipped through a channel and saw him. My God, has he changed as he's grown up. He looks old and tired now when you look at his face, and yet he was so young and vibrant in some of those early movies that he was in when he was in his 20s. There's somebody, you look across the
time capsule. Well, there is a difference when you're in your 20s and you're in your 50s. There is a difference.
That's true. Thank you very much.
But, you know, speaking, when's the last time you saw Shakespeare in Love on TV? You see Saving Private Ryan every month on TNT. They never air Shakespeare in Love. So clearly they picked the wrong picture to win the Oscar for Best Movie that year.
Really?
I believe so.
That's true. Chucker's got it. Also debuting on this date, 2009, Avatar. I thought that was a Christmas movie for some reason or another, wasn't it? 2009?
Yeah, summer film.
Was it?
It launched 3D again.
Yeah. Hi, Chucker. We got it right. 59 past the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.